guys. Welcome to Paramount. My name is Kristen, and we are excited that you are here tonight. Like Ryan said, we are starting a brand new series tonight called Devotion. Now, this series is all about how to grow in our relationship with God through praying, through reading of the Bible, through worshiping, all that kind of stuff, because no matter who we are, we all have a desire, an innate desire, to know our Creator, to get to know God and have a relationship with Him. But reality is, a lot of us probably don't even know how or what that even looks like. And so tonight, we're going to start this series off, and I'm really excited. And I wanted to share just a little fun fact about me, a little story that I have for you. Back in eighth grade, how many eighth graders, or you're going into eighth grade? Any eighth? That's not true. Did I see one hand over here? Yes, okay, give it up. Yeah, one eighth grader. I love it. Okay. Well, back when I was in eighth grade, all the cool kids were playing basketball. And I thought, hey, I want to be a cool kid and I want to play basketball. Never played before in my life, but it didn't look that hard. So I thought, I'm going to go try out for the basketball team. So I go to tryouts. And one thing that I realized very, very quickly is that a lot of these girls have been playing since fourth grade, third grade, fifth grade. You know, they've been playing for 3, 4, 5 years. They know all the rules. They know how to be on a team together. They just know everything. And here I am, literally, I remember doing a drill where you had to go up and down the court just dribbling. I mean, pretty basic basketball, you know what I'm saying? And everyone's normal, everyone's perfect, going straight up and down. And here I am trying to control the ball. It's going everywhere. The dribble's coming up to my chin because I just don't know how to do anything. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, I'm going to make the basketball team. Well, after 2 weeks of these tryouts that, you know, I didn't think I was that bad, probably was, I didn't make the team. And so obviously I learned my lesson that basketball probably isn't the sport for me, or if it was, I probably should have practiced a lot more. I failed, and I quit, and I never tried out for basketball again. And I think some of us in here, we can probably admit to a time in our life where we wanted to try something, and we tried it, and it probably didn't go the way we thought it would in our head, and we failed. Or maybe there's some of you that you just quit, you don't even, or you're just intimidated by the thought of even trying anything new, so you don't even want to try it. You don't even start trying it. And I think some of us in here, if we're honest, we can feel that way when it comes to prayer. A lot of times we try and pray, or we've tried praying in the past, but we feel like we've just been hitting a wall, that when we talk to God, we don't feel like we're getting any responses back, and so we think we're failing at praying, and so we just give up, and we just quit. Maybe there's some of you in here tonight that, you know, you've started praying, you've started the whole thing, but you have been around people that it seems like they are way better than you at praying, and so you're just intimidated, and you're overwhelmed, and so you kind of just step back and say, okay, I'm going to let them pray for me because there's no way I can even start praying the way that these people do. And so tonight we're going to talk on the subject of prayer and how to pray and how to really communicate to God, because that's what prayer is. It's communication with God. And for those of you in here that maybe have never been here before, maybe this is your first time here, someone brought you, we're going to take a look at the Bible, because when it comes to prayer, a lot of times we feel like it's a one-way street. We feel like, you know, we talk to God, but we don't hear anything back in return. But the reality is that God does speak to us, and the way that he does that is through the Bible. And so we're going to take a look at what the Bible has to say about prayer and what that looks like. And so if you guys have your Bibles, feel free to open them up. You can open up your phone. I won't even know if you're texting or not, but it's okay. Matthew 6, we're going to take a look at Matthew 6, 7 through 8. And this is what it says. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I think this is really good news for a lot of us in here. This scripture is saying don't babble on and on, just repeating words and just going through the motions of it. What God's looking for is your heart. It's just to have a conversation with him. So if it takes you 2 seconds, but you're truly connecting with God, that's what he's looking for. He's not looking for just the routine of it, just to mark something off of your checklist. He's looking for your heart. So the cool part is that the next part that we're going to take a look at is actually a prayer. It shows us how to pray. And so we're going to continue. And it says this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. How long did that take me? Maybe like 15 seconds, if that. The cool part is that this is a prayer that literally we could start. This is the most basic form of praying that we could start doing every day. And it could be 15 seconds right in the morning when you wake up. But the cool part is there's so much in this. And we're actually going to take a look and break it down for you of how to pray the way that the scripture does. And I love it because what this shows is just a structure, kind of a basic form of how to pray. And so we're just going to take it line by line. And I'm just going to explain a couple things to you. And I really hope this helps because I know it's helped me. But we're going to take a look at verse 9. So it says this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. So when you take a look at this, the first thing that you notice is that you're literally just saying, God, Father, may your name be kept holy. That's showing reverence to God. And what reverence is just a feeling or an attitude of deep respect or awe for God. And so when you're starting out your prayer and you're saying Father or Heavenly Father or God or Lord, whatever it is that you feel most connected to God saying, that's just showing that you're putting God above everything else in your world. And so that's just a great way to start off a prayer because you're acknowledging that God is Lord of all and that he's in control of your life. And so that's step one, just acknowledging God and just acknowledging that he's your Father and that he's everything that you need. Verse 10, may your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is putting God's kingdom first. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times in my life where there are situations that I like to have control of, and I don't want anyone to take control of them, including God. But when we pray a prayer like this, we're saying, God, it's not my will, but your will be done. And we actually take a look at Jesus in Luke 22, verse 42, and it says this. This is Jesus speaking, and this is right when he's on the cross getting ready to die for us. He says, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me, yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Even Jesus prayed a prayer like this to God. As you can see, Jesus started out and he said, Father, so he's acknowledging that God is his Father, but he says, take this cup of suffering from me, but at the end of the day, it's not my will, but your will be done. And so in our lives, in our situations, things that we're going through, maybe your school, you're praying for your school and your community, you're saying, God, there are things that I would love to see happen, but I don't want the things that I want. I want the things that you want. And so, God, I pray that your will would be done in our lives, in our schools, in our community. And so that's just acknowledging, hey, God, have your way. Do what it is that you do. Because really what you're saying is that you're putting your trust in God. Because reality is God is working behind the scenes on our behalf, and he causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. And so when you're saying, God, have your way, you're acknowledging that you're putting your trust in God and trusting that he's going to make a way with whatever situation it is that you're praying for. Next verse, verse 11, it says, give us today the food we need. It's okay to ask God to provide for our needs. You know, maybe some of you in here, you come from a family where you struggle financially, and a lot of times you don't even know where you're going to eat the next day, or maybe you don't know when the next time you're going to be able to get a new shirt or something like that. It's okay to say, God, please provide for my needs for my family, because God wants to provide for your needs. He lives to provide for your needs, but at the same time, it's, again, acknowledging, may your will be done. Maybe there's some of you in here, you've been dealing with heartbreak, or maybe there's some of you in here that have been dealing with depression, anxiety, different things like that. This is a way to say, God, help me and give me the strength that I need to be able to get through this, to be able to walk through this. Maybe some of you know people in a hospital or that are really sick and ill right now. It's okay to say, God, heal us, heal them. This is just an incredible thing to be able to do, is to ask God to provide for our needs, and he wants to. Let's go to the next one. This one's a fun one. Verse 12, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. This one's huge, and I know this one has really impacted my life. But when we read this part and we're praying this part, we're saying, God, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I make mistakes. I know that I fail, and I could do a lot better in this area. Did my mic go off or no? Oh, for some reason it sounded super quiet, but that's okay. But this part is saying, God, I know that I'm not perfect and I make mistakes, and I acknowledge that I need you. We all need a Savior. None of us are perfect. We all fail. We all make mistakes. But I love what the second part says, and this was a hard one for me to really get a hold of. It says, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And so when we pray this kind of prayer, we're saying, God, I know that I'm not perfect and that you died on the cross for me and that you forgive me. But because of that, I'm not going to hold grudges against other people. When people hurt me, when people offend me, when people betray me, I'm not going to be mean to them. I'm not going to argue with them, but I'm going to forgive them. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, but when we pray this kind of prayer, God's able to really give us the strength that we need to be able to forgive those people that have hurt us. He's able to heal our hearts. And the cool part is, too, and I'm just going to throw this in there, if you guys want to know what it means to truly forgive someone, Pastor Graham actually did an incredible job this past weekend in our weekend experiences, and you can watch that message online for free, or if you have the Believers app, you can listen to it. I'm telling you, it was an impactful message that really changed my heart and my perspective on forgiveness, and it was so good. And so I encourage you, if you're struggling with forgiveness and forgiving other people and you're holding on to a lot of hurt and pain and offense, listen to that message because it will literally change your life. So with that being said, let's go on to the final one. Verse 13, and don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. This is where we're saying, God, lead us away from the battles that we don't need to fight, but give us the strength that we need for the battles that we do need to fight. And so, for example, purity. A lot of us in here may struggle with purity issues. We may struggle with the temptation of just wanting to feel close to someone and wanting to feel loved and accepted by someone. But when we pray this type of prayer, we're saying, God, again, we're saying, God, may your will be done, so we know that we need to stay sexually pure until marriage. But this is a place where he can give us the strength that we need anytime we deal with those temptations. He can show us the right people that we can talk to when we're dealing with those things. And so when we pray this type of prayer, we're saying, God, give us the strength that we need to battle this temptation, to overcome this temptation, to be strong in this area. And can I tell you, God listens to these prayers. God is there for us every step of the way. And so this is just step one. This is the most basic form of prayer. And the cool part is that it only took 15 seconds. You can literally pray the Jesus way in 15 seconds or 15 minutes. It doesn't take much, but it's something that is so powerful because prayer is the one thing that can change your situations, the one thing that can change your lives, can change your community, can change your school, because that's how God uses us is through prayer. And so I just want to share a quick story with you. This happened probably, I would say, like 8-9 years ago. I had a friend that I was really close with, and she knew a lot about me. And something happened where I just felt very betrayed by her, and I felt very offended, very hurt by some of the actions that she did towards me. And I remember I just wanted everyone to know. I wanted everyone to be on my side. I didn't want them to be friends with her anymore. I just was really catty in that way. And I remember reading the scripture and reading about how God wants us to love other people the way that he does and forgive people the way that he does. And I was like, that's not happening. But then reality, when you keep praying this kind of prayer, God does something in your heart. And so I would pray this prayer and I'd say, okay, God, I know what your Bible says. I want your will to be done in my life. And I know that that means that I need to forgive this person. But in my own strength, I wake up angry every day. I wake up emotionally just distressed every day because of this. So if you really want me to forgive this person, I need you to help me to forgive them. And can I tell you, it was a process and it was a journey and it wasn't overnight. And I had to choose to forgive on a daily basis. But I started praying prayers that weren't like, God, get her and take her out. It was prayers like, God, bless her. God, open up doors of opportunities for her that maybe she wouldn't have on her own. God, send the right people into her life that she can really connect with. God, bless her and all that kind of stuff. And God, change my heart towards her. Help me to see her the way that you see her. Help me to love her the way that you love her. And can I tell you, I'm like so embarrassed and ashamed now that I ever treated someone like that, because I truly have love for her and I truly forgive her and I want what's best for her. And God can do that in your life as well. And like I said, this was a 15-second prayer, but if you start praying this every day, what could your life look like a year from now or 5 years from now or even 5 weeks from now if you just say, God, I want your will to be done. Give me the strength to overcome temptation. Help me to forgive those around me. What could your life look like? Maybe there's some of you in here, again, there's a lot of stress in your family and there's a lot going on in your just personal life. What would it look like if you just took 15 seconds out of your day and just started with this most basic prayer? What if some of you, you're dealing with temptations and you don't know what to do and you've tried over and over, yet you keep falling and failing in this area? What would it look like if maybe tonight you finally talked to a leader and you said, listen, this is something that I'm dealing with and struggling with. I need your help. And they pray with you. But I'm actually going to encourage this. If you do talk to a leader, I'm going to encourage you to actually be the one to pray. Because I want you to take that step of faith tonight. I want you to stretch. The leader's going to be there to support and encourage you and talk you through it. But I want you to begin praying. And if you're in here tonight and you're saying, hey, I've never really prayed before, but I really like what you just said as far as like praying this scripture, but I don't have access to a Bible, can you please let us know? Because we actually have a free Bible that we would love to give to you to be able to just take, that you could take home and literally just pray that every morning. You can even save it with a bookmark so you know exactly where to go every morning, and we can show you where that scripture is. And so grab a Bible tonight. Talk to a leader tonight, because I'm telling you, prayer changes things. Prayers can change your life. Prayers can change your family. Prayers can change our community. We can start praying for our friends at school to come to know God and have a relationship with God. And you're going to start seeing opportunities open up to be able to invite them to church when you start praying prayers like that. And so I just want to pray with you guys tonight right now. If everyone could just close your eyes and bow your head. God, I just thank you for this opportunity that we have to come together and just learn more about you and how much you love us. And God, I know that sometimes that first step of faith and just that first step in prayer can be an intimidating one. But God, I just pray for every person in here. Lord, maybe there's someone in here, Father, that they've never prayed a prayer before in their life, Lord, but this message really stirred in their hearts, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would give them the words to say, that you would give them the strength to be able to pray this every day, Father, that every day that they wake up, they would have a desire to read your Bible, to pray, to know you more. God, I just pray for anyone in here who's dealing with different situations, dealing with temptations, dealing with struggles of forgiveness, whatever it is, God, I pray that you would meet them right where they're at and that you would just speak in them and through them to know exactly how to handle that situation. And God, we just thank you so much that as we go throughout this series, you're going to continue to show us how to grow closer to you, because at the end of the day, God, that's our heart's desires. We want to know you more. And so, God, we just put our faith and our trust in you. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I just want to give anyone an opportunity tonight. Maybe you listened to this message and you felt disconnected from God your entire life. And we all have at some point in our lives, because sin separates us. So what is sin? Sin is the mistakes that you and I make every day. We all fail. We all make mistakes. And that can separate us from God. But God loved us so much that he sent Jesus on this earth. And Jesus was a perfect man. And he loved us so much that he died on the cross for us. And we even read what he said on this tonight. He said, take this suffering away from me, but not my will, your will be done. That's how much he loved us. He was willing to die on the cross for us. And so the cool part is that when we make that decision to put our faith and trust in him, and we make that decision to follow God, he gets to give us the strength that we need for everything that we go through for the rest of our lives. We can go to him when we fail and when we make mistakes. But not only that, whenever we die someday, we get to spend eternity with him in heaven. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer. And everyone in here is going to repeat after me and help me. But if you pray this prayer for the first time and you truly mean it from your heart, you're making a decision to follow God, and we're so excited for you. So why don't you go ahead and repeat after me. God, thank you for loving me and dying on the cross for me. Forgive me for my sins. I put my trust in you. Help me to be more like you and have your way in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, real quick, if that was you, we don't want to embarrass you, but if you made that decision tonight for the first time to follow God, we do want to give you a free Bible. So I'm just going to ask you to real quick raise your hand for us so that we can give you that free Bible. Awesome. We see that hand. Thank you. We see that hand. Awesome. Thank you so much. And again, if you guys need help finding that scripture in the Bible, please let us know. We'd love to help you. Well, hey, guys, you can all look up. Thank you so much. I'm so glad the rain held off. You guys are dismissed. Make sure you come next week. Well, actually, make sure you go to Howland Park next week. 7:00. Bye.